The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, MOCRA, the organisation that represents young people in rural Ireland, has said that young farmers are almost an endangered species. Josephine O'Neill is the national president of MOCRA. Josephine, what are the scores and the doors, as it were? I mean, what's the average age of farmers in Ireland and how many young people are actually in the industry?
Good evening. First of all, thank you very much for having me. So I suppose if we look at the Central Statistics Office statistics from 2020, farm holders under 35 years of age accounted for 6.9% of farmers. But in the 2023 statistics, that had dropped to 4.3%. And as a result, we've seen a decrease of 2.3% with very little action to support young farmers. And as a result, we are in a crisis. We need the government to act to ensure that there is a place for young farmers within rural Ireland going forward.
And why is the job seen as unattractive to some young farmers, do you think, or young potential young farmers?
So it's not just that it's an unattractive job to young farmers. It's that there's a lot of challenges that are experienced by young farmers to enter into farming. Top of the list is succession and ensuring that there's a conversation there between an older farmer and a younger farmer to ensure that there's a transition to allow the younger farmer an opportunity to farm. But there's other challenges that they experience as well, like access to land and access to finance are extremely difficult for younger farmers who are entering into farming, especially when they're competing with older farmers. And with farming, there's a very high initial startup costs as well, which all of these combined make it challenging for young farmers to enter into farming. So I don't think it's fair to say that it's not attractive. I think it's just challenging for a young farmer to enter.
Louise Crowley is with us as well, as a dairy farmer in Limerick. Louise, how do you deal with some of those problems? Because, I mean, some of them feel a little insurmountable to me. I mean, we're not making any more land.
No, we're not making any more land, but it is there. And it's just about making land available and creating these opportunities for young farmers like myself to actually get into farming. Look, farming might not be attractive, but if you pair it back to the actual the basics of the job, you know, whether you're out milking the cows or you're out tending the land, you know, that is a nice living. It is a nice way of life. And there's plenty of young people that want to do it. They're already in the agricultural sector, maybe as labour or farm relief or silage contractors. They're there, but they haven't had the opportunities to actually take on land in their own right, take on the responsibility and become the boss and their farmer themselves. And that's where the issue lies there. They want to do it, but they just can't get into it.
And how do we get them into it? I mean, do we have to get people out of it? Is it about providing some sort of kind of support or pension plans for people who are farming at the moment or of an age where maybe, you know, they might retire if they were working in another industry?
Yes, look, definitely. Look, we need a succession scheme that benefits both the younger farmer coming in, the new entrant, and the current generation that maybe want to get out. MOCRA have been lobbying for this for years, and IFA are on board too, and we need a succession scheme that benefits both sides. But it's not really about just removing someone out of a farm and putting in a new person. The whole point of succession is you bring someone in, they farm with that current generation, they learn how they're doing things. The younger person might bring a new method or a new way to it. It kind of brings a new lease of life into a farm when you bring in some youth into it as well. But, you know, we're young farmers, we're willing to learn, and there is a lot to learn from the generation that have gone before us. And we have to give credit to them that we wouldn't be farming without them. But the young farmer has an important part to play too, as we are the future of farming. So it's more about having the conversation, sitting down, you know, I'm a younger farmer. We have a succession plan in place in my farm, so it gives me the confidence to get involved. But there is other ways. If you don't have a son or a daughter, there's the land mobility service, or there's a neighbour that might be interested. You don't have to go the traditional, you know, pass it down to a child route either.
And Josephine, what's the consequence if nothing is done, if this doesn't change and younger people don't get into the industry?
One of the big
Oh, we've lost Josephine there. Louise, I'll put that question to you. I mean, if this doesn't happen, if the numbers of young farmers, you know, continues to decline, what happens?
Well, it makes the viability of the whole sector, it puts it in jeopardy, really, to be honest. You know, it's like any industry or job, you need new people coming in all the time. And look, farming is, it is quite the workload. It is an intensive, there is a lot to it, and you do need new people coming in. And we need the younger generations coming in. You know, there's such highly educated young farmers in this country. And if we don't actually get them into the sector and they move on and go into other things, we're losing out on that training and that knowledge. And it's so vital at the moment, given, you know, climate and emissions, and we're adopting all new technologies to better ourselves and the environment. So we need these people that are so willing to learn and make these changes.
Josephine is back with us now. Josephine, I mean, what would you like to see policymakers do by way of encouraging in young farmers, and maybe, as Louise says, have that period of time where you've got a collaboration between somebody who's maybe aging out of the job and before they retire, and then facilitating the retirement ultimately?
Yeah, I suppose Louise would have mentioned this. This delivery of a succession scheme is something that Mocker has been lobbying for years. We were delighted when the Programme for Government referenced it, but we haven't seen it delivered yet, and we do need to see it delivered. And with the succession scheme, it's not a retirement scheme where the older farmer hangs up their wellies and walks out the farmyard never to return. It's very much the transfer of the managerial position from the older farmer to the younger farmer, with the older farmer being able to remain in an advisory capacity and advise and share their experience and advice with the younger farmer in a supportive role. What we also need to see is, Louise mentioned too, more support for the Land Mobility Service. Land Mobility Service is matching farmers who don't have a successor with a young farmer who wants to get into farming. We need greater support for that. And I mentioned already that one of the challenges is the high startup capital that is required. And as we are negotiating a new CAP, we really need to see installation aid for younger farmers. Installation aid is a startup capital for younger farmers to help support them to enter into an industry that can be quite expensive to get in the door.
Listen, we appreciate the time, Josephine and Louise. So thanks a million for joining us. Josephine O'Neill is the national president of Mocra, and Louise Crowley is a dairy farmer in Limerick. I'm a part-time farmer, says one of our listeners. First generation with no farm to inherit. It's massively slow to get access to land, whilst farms around me are left unfarmed so landowners can claim subsidies. We need something like the Land Commission to make land available to the actual farmers. Another person points out, it can be a lonely job and a lifestyle choice, a beautiful job, but please leave the government out of it. They will only mess it up, says somebody. And one more for the moment. My friend tried to buy a few acres for farming in Galway, and all the big dairy farmers have everything bought up. Or big farmers should be allowed only so much, like builders. The suggestion from that listener.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.